All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Three Terrible Gamers podcast. This is episode 130, and I'm here always with my co-host, Colin.
Hey, guys.
All right. We used all of our topics last week in our collab, so we got fresh ones here for you guys. Up first, we have next-gen Xbox details for 2027 seems to be their target release year.
As for the next-gen Xbox, Windows Central said it's fully greenlit by Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella. The console is reportedly a premium successor to the Xbox Series X, and this console, alongside with first-party Xbox gaming handheld and new controllers, are set to round out Microsoft's consoles offering in 2027. So the way this sounds is the handheld is going to come out with this console roughly around the same time. So instead of like an X and S situation, you're going to get whatever this premium one's called, which is basically that generation's version of X. And it sounds like the handheld is going to be that generation's S.
And to be honest, like, that's a better lineup, in my opinion, than two actual home consoles. Because I understand the S is the cheaper version. People get that, you know, if they don't worry about physical media or they're just wanting a cheaper way to play. But having a handheld, that's a cheaper way to play. It'll get those first party titles and you'll be able to run Steam on it. So you can get Sony's exclusives as well. You can run emulators on it because it's going to be running Windows. So you can play Switch games, GameCube games, anything on it you want. So I think that's a better lineup.
Yeah. Do you think they'll wound up doing that, like actually bringing Steam onto the handheld?
I think so, because it's rumored that they're going to be using Windows operating system, so you can just download Steam to a Windows, you know, like we do on our PCs.
It'd be kind of stupid not to run Windows, since Microsoft is the main parent company of Xbox.
Yeah, which... There's Windows PCs right now. Like, I have one. And, of course, Windows is Windows. It's not great on a handheld, but it does work. And with Microsoft making this first party, I would assume they'll make a handheld-friendly version of Windows, which would go along with this.
Yeah. But sticking along with the handheld console thing, I think Asus said they're going to release one this year sometime.
Yeah. So that's in a couple of topics. The one after the next one. Well, it's part of my article for the Xbox handheld.
I didn't think it was like an actual topic.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's not technically. We'll get to it. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, technically what I just said will technically debunk that topic, but.
Yeah.
In a technical stance.
I think. Like I said, this will be a better lineup, but I think this will still be Xbox's last major home console, and they'll stick with handhelds after that, because they'll realize from there how successful that handheld's going to be, because it'll be a perfect Game Pass machine.
Do you think they'll do a PlayStation move and make it like a portal situation, or do you think they'll actually go like the Switch route and make it where it's a hybrid? Or if it's just going to be strictly console, like a Switch Lite.
I think it'll be hybrid. I think you'll be able to dock it. And especially since what my article says kind of doesn't verify that, but it's highly likely.
Oh, so yet again, another thing I got to wait for two more topics.
Yes.
Okay. I won't hold you back then.
Okay. So do you also think that this could be like their last home console, or you think they're just going to keep doing the handheld and major console thing every time?
Depends how successful it is.
I'd but say
if it flops, then yeah, it'll probably be done and just switch to the whole Game Pass thing and just really push it everywhere and everywhere, everywhere and anywhere.
I think if it sells as well as the Xbox One and the Series did, they won't release another one. Because Sony has just dominated them generation after generation since the 360 era.
At this point, they got to try something new, and that sounds like that's what they're doing.
Yeah, and we'll just have to wait and see how the handheld and goes for them. I think the handheld will be a huge success. I'll get one. You know, if it's a first-party handheld from Microsoft, I'll definitely pick it up. All right, we'll move on. Nintendo Switch 2 units reportedly shipped to North America.
A company claims to have shipment data from Vietnamese manufacturer HVBG. Don't ask me what it abbreviates to, because I ain't got a clue. It just says HVBG. A company apparently contracted by Nintendo, which reported 383,000, don't know why I can't say numbers today, complete Switch 2 units were shipped to North America between the 17th and 22nd of January 2025. The company also allegedly shipped a further 41,598 Switch 2 charging grips to NA?
North America.
North America in the same time period. So basically 400,000 units is a nice start to the region, though LIC claims that the manufacturer has a lot more up its sleeve, with HVBG believed to be in possession of at least 1.7 million one per system units, like the Switch 2 screen. So yeah, I mean, sounds like, of course, it would make sense for stores to go ahead and start getting shipments in.
Oh, yeah.
But to me, if it is the 400,000 mark, it just seems extremely low for the market as it's in.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. I mean, those will sell quick, especially scalpers out there. And I've seen a lot of people say, since they are shipping as early as January, that we might get a May release date. But to me, I think it'll still be June. And if not June, then September around holiday. But it could be May, I guess, because the direct is April 2nd, which is less than a month away, just a few weeks. So we'll just have to wait and see what they say.
3 weeks, 4 days at time of recording.
Yeah.
Well, 3 weeks and, yeah, 3 days. My bad.
Yeah, it can't come soon enough. I mean, I'm really excited for that. But I would assume we would get a release date that day.
I wouldn't doubt it at all.
We'll be able to see what it's capable of, power-wise, see what game lineup they have for it, and hopefully a release date.
See if that conspiracy of the actually being mouse-compatible.
I mean, if it's not, I don't know what else that would be for.
That's how you're going to play new Mario Kart. You got to lean like a motorcycle, be a motorcycle control.
I mean, I guess it would work, probably.
Bring back the Wii version, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, but with better sensory.
It says
that would be a pretty cool setup if it was motorcycle based on that. Like it only worked on the motorcycles and you had to put it down on the ground and just gyroscope your controller.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
I think it would be rough at first, but it'd be a cool concept.
Get you moving a little bit, I guess.
It's what they've been trying to do since 2006.
Yeah. The article also goes on to say that it says a rumor from late last year suggested that Nintendo would be looking to produce roughly 7 million Switch 2 units worldwide ahead of the console's launch. So 7 million just in the entire world. Those will go quick, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds like a lot, but for the Switch to sell over 120 some million or whatever it sold, people were wanting a more beefier Switch, and this is what that is, and I think they'll go quicker than what Nintendo thinks.
I guarantee it. I say there'll probably be a shortage. I won't say it'll be a shortage right away, especially depending what time of year it releases, but I do see there being a shortage within or because I'm thinking pre-orders, but if it's only like a month before it releases or whatever, it'd be kind of pointless to do a lot of pre-orders because pre-orders aren't really going to get you to wherever, and you're still going to be able to push it back.
Right.
If you're not going to have enough. Because, yeah, I doubt the full 120-some million people that bought a Switch will buy a Switch 2 right out the gates.
Right. But, which maybe not even a quarter of those, but I'm saying more than 7 million people will get the Switch 2, especially if it releases around holiday for sure. And I think even if it releases in May or June around holiday, we could still see that's when we'll see a shortage, is around Black Friday for holiday. Oh,
yeah. When everyone will buy it up,
mm-hmm.
especially when kids want them and everything else.
Right.
Or not necessarily just kids, but I mean, it is a family-friendly console.
Yeah. I mean, I'll get one. I'll pre-order one, most likely.
I probably will, too. I had a first version of the original Switch. I'll probably stick with it.
Yeah. All right. We can move on, then. A new Xbox handheld is reportedly coming later this year.
Not now. It's a good topic initially. And I'm just like, oh, wait, we done the other one first. Yeah. Again, I think this is more of a rumor on the side of it or people expecting it. I mean, I guess it's possible they could shadow drop it, but just what we covered in, you know, the very first topic of this episode, I don't think it's going to be a case for this year. Asus will do theirs this year, I'm sure. But even Phil Spencer in November, which we covered it then, said that the console wasn't really a thing for a couple of years. But in November, I believe we said that he could possibly just be leading us on to actually release it later on this year.
Right. Yeah.
But as far as like actual statistics go, especially based on, like I said, the last topic we covered with at the beginning of this episode, I see it being a 2027 release because it is too short notice. And I believe the rumor circulated because the portal got its, you know, update to where it could be somewhat less useful. Dependent on the PS5.
Somewhat useful, finally.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think you're right. Asus will release their whatever this year, their Ally 2 or whatever. Because the Ally X came out last year, was just an updated version of the Ally, so then maybe they'll release the Ally 2 this year.
I didn't know they made the Allies.
Yep. Asus ROG or ROG Ally.
Yeah. So I know you had the ROG. I thought ROG was the company. I didn't know Asus was the one behind it.
Yeah. I'll just go ahead and read the article. It says, Microsoft Gaming CEO Phil Spencer confirmed that an Xbox handheld was in development last year. Xbox's upcoming handheld console will reportedly be made through a cooperative partnership with Asus. According to a new report, the maker of the ROG Ally handheld gaming computer may be cooperating with Microsoft's Xbox brand to get the rumored console into the hands of players. The reports vary on how soon that will happen. See if there's anything else worth reading. Not really. So, I think it's smart for Xbox to work with Asus because they already have a Windows operating system handheld PC on the market. So, they know what they're doing. They know what not to do. You know, they fixed a lot of bugs and stuff that happened with their first release with the Ally X. So, they got their feet wet. You know, they know what they're doing. So, it's smart for Microsoft to work with a company that's already familiar with the space. So I think it'll be a great partnership and it'll be a pretty powerful console, especially if Asus and Microsoft come together. And that's where I'm saying, like, I think it'll be a dockable console, is because Asus Ally is dockable. You can, you know, it's got HDMI out through USB-C. So I'd say that's probably around the same thing for Xbox. I don't think Xbox will have like a dock like the Switch does. Like the Ally, you just plug in your own dock that you can buy third party online. Anything that puts out USB-C out to HDMI will work. So I think that'd be the best thing for Microsoft to do. Not worry about a dock like the Switch coming with the console. It's just, in my opinion, unnecessary waste of money when it comes to a handheld PC. The Switch makes sense. It's a console, and that's the whole gimmick behind it. But for Microsoft's handheld, that's kind of like a secondary thing, is that you can dock it. The primary thing is to be handheld, play Xbox games on that go, on the go. If you're going to play them at home, you can play them on your main console.
Because, you know, there'll be some people who buy both consoles.
Right. So, partnership with Asus, good idea on Microsoft's part, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm learning from everyone. I mean, at this point, the market is moderately big on handheld consoles.
Oh, yeah, so there's a new one coming out. Seems like every couple months or so.
Yeah, because you got, obviously, Switch-related stuff, you got PlayStation-related stuff, and all that. They can literally, obviously, not violate the patents of their competitors, but they can look into those patents and be like, okay, I can improvise on this, or I can improve this.
Right. Just, I know it'll run Windows operating system, but I don't know how Microsoft will do it, because the Ally, it boots in. And it's a Windows. It's a Windows desktop right on the screen. You use the right stick as a mouse to navigate the mouse and click on stuff with the right bumper. To me, though, for the average console gamer, that'll take a lot to get used to. So I think Xbox will probably have some kind of app that automatically boots in on startup, that you go in, you can change a bunch of settings, you can launch your games from, instead of having the console gamers basically have that Windows desktop on a handheld and not really know what to do with it.
Well, I say it'll probably switch to how you use it too, because you'll probably, since it is console, it'll probably be the left stick and then A for your selections on that home screen, instead of, like you said, your right stick and your right bumper.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they'll have some kind of app or whatever so you can navigate it better. But, like, on an actual handheld, using the way it is, you have a button, then you can choose between gamepad or desktop mode. Desktop mode, you know, use the mouse and stuff. Gamepad is when you're playing the game, so it switches between it back and forth. Have you ever wanted to stay up to watch your favorite team play, but don't want to be exhausted for work the next day? That's when 5-Hour Energy comes into play and save your day.
After a long day of work, my day isn't over. It's just starting again. So I pop a 5-Hour Energy to get through my second job safely. Okay, let's be honest. It also helps with concentrating when you are fighting that final boss too.
So go to 5-Hour Energy's website to find over 15 flavors to choose from, with flavors like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more. There is a flavor for everyone.
Check out regular strength, strawberry lemonade, extra strength, fan fuel, and more.
You even have the option to build your own 12 or 24 pack. You choose the flavors and it's delivered right to your door.
But if you are out and about, you can always pick up a 5-Hour energy shot at your local grocery store or convenience store. They are everywhere.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
And they'll probably have something like that, but I think it'd just be better if they had an app for the average console gamer to be able to navigate it better.
Being a thing like that, having a Windows operating system, I'm just curious as if it's going to run better than like a laptop or whatever too at that point, or what the price is even going to be to even compare it to just getting a laptop or a PC at that point.
Yeah, I mean, the ROG Ally, when it first came out, it was $700. And then the Ally X is $750, I believe, now. And the regular Ally dropped to $600 after that. But, I mean, $700, even if Microsoft drops it at $700, that's not actually bad, because yeah, people look at it on the console side and be like, wow, that's really expensive. But look at the PS5 Pro for one. So it'll be more powerful than PS5 Pro because it's a PC. And it's better than a gaming laptop because, yeah, you can take a gaming laptop with you, but your gaming laptop doesn't have a controller built in. So it's more travel friendly than a laptop.
Thing, but still, those certain games where you can't really, I mean, you can, it's just really hard to play with keyboard and mouse.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you're on the go, you know, if you're on, I don't know, I won't say the train, nobody really rides train or bus, but some people do. Or even a kid in the car, you know, like we had our Game Boys in the car going to the beach, you know, can't really do that game keyboard mouse in the car. That's more of a thing that you would use if you're docking the console, you know, on a monitor or TV.
Yeah. As you're playing mouse, I just don't like the movement of like actual controller stick. It just don't seem like it's quick enough, like input. That's just me, though.
Well, the way I have it set up, it is, because I have my sensitivity high and I have my dead zones at zero. So if I move my stick, I'm moving. I don't, by default, all your controllers and all your games come with dead zone. You got to turn that off.
I meant personal reaction.
Oh, personal.
Yeah, like I feel like I can twitch my wrist quicker when I can move my finger into one direction or the other.
No. Yeah, it's just personal preference.
That's personal preference.
So I think I do pretty good with the controller. Which I've used one all my life, so I mean. Yeah. I can use keyboard mouse, just I'm not a fan of the WASD. I'm not a huge fan of that.
I don't know if it's a skill-based matchmaking, or if it's just I'm actually better with keyboard and mouse. I don't know which one it actually is.
Well, or a combination. Skill-based matchmaking, it hits you both two ways. It hits you with, you go against obviously people on your level or a little higher, depending on how you're good you're doing, and it hits you with skill-based matchmaking damage-wise. So that's why sometimes feels you can kill people in two or three hits, or you put a whole clip in them and they don't die. That's part of skill-based matchmaking, on how quick you kill them.
Yeah.
Which is stupid, but that's skill-based matchmaking for you.
Randomly in the middle of a match.
Yeah. Well, you had a 2.0 KD last round. Okay. Let's make it so it takes like a whole clip to kill this guy. See how good you do then.
That's right.
Stupid. All right. Forza Horizon 5 will require a Microsoft account to sign in on PS5. Giving Sony a little taste of their own medicine when it comes to
that's Sony all I was about ready to say. I wonder how Sony likes it or how their player base will take it. But players who purchase Forza Horizon 5 on PS5 will need a Microsoft account in order to play it. But don't worry, it's a free service you can sign up for if you don't already have one. According to Games PS5 FAQ page, Forza Horizon 5 will ask players to link their Microsoft accounts when it boots up for the first time on the console. Players already need a PSN account when logging into their consoles, so a Microsoft account was just another step in the process. Microsoft already also clarified that linking Microsoft and PSN accounts is permanent, and requirement to do so will differ on title-to-title basis. While players have the ability to unlink their accounts, they will be limited to relinking their PSN accounts with the initial Microsoft account. Additionally, players will need an active PlayStation Plus membership in order to access Forza Horizon 5's online features. Solo activities and offline features are available to everyone, even those without a membership. Unfortunately, one conceivable benefit of linking your Microsoft and PSN accounts won't be available. Playing Forza Horizon 5 on Xbox or PC will not be able to carry their save files over to PlayStation. Cross progression is only available between Xbox and Windows 10 PC versions. Gamers have spoken out about needing multiple accounts to play their games. Last year, Sony attempted to implement the mandatory PSN account for Helldivers 2 on Steam, but rolled back the requirement after backlash. Microsoft has required mandatory Microsoft accounts before, with such case being with Minecraft. Forza Horizon 5 launches for PS5 on April 29th.
So I think it makes sense to have a Microsoft account because, you know, to access their servers. But for where Sony got backlash is because Helldivers 2, when you first got the game, didn't require one. And then all of a sudden, months later, they're like, oh, you have to have one now. It wouldn't be as bad if they just had it from the beginning, saying, hey, you need this to access our servers. But at the same time, Microsoft, I think more people already have a Microsoft account than people had a PSN account. And that is because a lot of people use Hotmail or Outlook already if you don't use Gmail or Yahoo. So,
yeah.
Nobody had a PSN account that didn't have a PlayStation, you know, if you're going to play PlayStation on Steam, because they don't have anything like Outlook for emails or anything. So I think more people would have Microsoft's account than a PSN account.
Oh yeah, naturally. And people that, you know, buy Microsoft Office to use every year, you know, anything along those lines, you already have a Microsoft account.
Right. So it'll receive some backlash. I get that, but it won't receive as much because people already have those accounts made. And all they have to do is sign in instead of creating an actual account.
That and linking it, and you keep it linked, that'll probably mean that you'll be one of the first ones when Xbox finally does bring Game Pass to PlayStation, because it'll happen eventually.
Yeah.
When? I don't know. I'm just a podcaster. But someday it will. I mean, it's definitely inevitable.
Yeah, on Switch too.
They're already bringing games over. That's the next step, is bringing that option to them, and you'll have to have obviously an Xbox or Microsoft account to access Game Pass.
Yeah. And let's be honest, you know, a lot of PlayStation players already have a Microsoft account from just using Game Pass on their phone, cloud or whatever, just to try out some games. Or even that was sometimes, well, when Google and Apple got banned from Fortnite, that was the only way to play Fortnite on your phone, was through Game Pass. So a lot of PlayStation players probably had that and made an account already for Microsoft. So,
don't know why they wouldn't play it on their... you said to play it on your phone, so never mind. I mean, I would prefer to play it on a console if I had a console, but that's just... Yeah.
A lot of people like the mobile version. It's not bad, but consoles or PCs better.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I can see why Xbox does it. I mean, I'm going to give them about the same amount of hate as PlayStation, but PlayStation players get to know what to think, because usually the PlayStation players is like, oh yeah, why are you complaining? Because, you know, it's already connected to us, and it's just kind of pointless that everyone has to have their own little specific things for you to be able to play on their servers.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's stupid and it sucks, but at the same time, it's easier to ban somebody if you're cheating or whatever, if they have an account with you, then instead of having to go through Sony, be like, hey, Sony, block this user, whatever, from our servers because they're cheating, yeah, using exploits or whatever. So they already have access to their name. You can ban them quicker.
I mean, it does make more sense on multiplayer games than what it does single player games, but right, like how Even like, PlayStation's like, oh yeah, for God of War,
God of War, Spider-Man. Like, there's no reason.
No, absolutely no reason why you should have to have it on a single-player game.
No.
But you paid money to that, you know, they've already basically got paid on.
Right, yeah. Multiplayer makes sense. Helldivers 2 makes sense if they would have done it from the beginning and not tried to do it a couple months after it released.
At least Forza 5 is doing it from the get-go.
Right.
Because you're already getting warned about it a month before it even comes out.
Yeah.
Either by doing your own research or listening to us.
I'm excited to see how it does on PlayStation. I think it'll do pretty well. A lot of PlayStation players, you know, would love to play Forza, but they don't want to spend money on a Xbox because they're diehard Sony fans or they just don't have the money for another console.
Because what actual major racing game titles on PlayStation is either Need for Speed or Gran Turismo, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's really the only big two. And Forza has always been in a league of its own.
And Need for Speed's cross-platform, so it's on Xbox as well. But unless you count like Sonic Racing or whatever.
Oh, really? No. I don't like realistic racing.
Yeah.
Well, air quote realistic, but still.
Yeah. I'll skip one, and since we've talked about this for over a year, and it'll be our last topic. Power World crossplay update announced.
Let's scroll down to it here. The developers of Power World have announced that crossplay will be arriving in late March, alongside another highly requested improvement. Power World's crossplay update arriving in late March will enable multiplayer across all platforms and allow PALs to be transferred between worlds. So yeah, it's going to be after a year and a quarter, basically, they're going to be bringing cross-platform, finally.
Well, to be fair, they released it on Early Access, and I'm assuming after this comes out, the Power will no longer be in Early Access? I would assume. I don't know, because I'm pretty sure as of right now, it's still in Early Access.
Yeah, Early... But yeah, I mean, I don't know why they would call it Early Access, though, because, like I said, it's been out for
a year
or a quarter now.
Yeah. That's just what they call it.
Yeah. And a couple of lawsuits later.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, be able to play it. Because I have most of my progress on Steam. You have yours on Game Pass. So we'll be able to actually play together. Yeah, we won't be able to combine our progress, which sucks, but we'll at least be able... I won't have to log in, download it for Game Pass since I already have it downloaded through Steam on my PC anymore. Because before I had to download it for both and pick whichever one I was playing, depending on if I was playing with somebody or not.
And I say that'll bring a lot of people back to the game too.
Mm-hmm. It might even bring me back to the game if Black Ops 6 wasn't a thing and Verdansk wasn't coming back to Warzone.
Yeah.
It'd bring me back eventually, probably. Once those fizzle out, but so as of right now, it's on Steam, Xbox, of course, PS5, and Mac released recently. But that is all the time we have. We appreciate you guys for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, YouTube, Discord, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, all that crap. Buy our merch on TeePublic and Redbubble. Colin, do you have anything?
Nope, that's it. Later, guys.
Appreciate you guys. We'll catch you next week.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.